used to be, but direction now with the mega, yeah, the mega, yeah, the mega powers, yeah. Mega powers, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Tony Johnson here, the host of the Tony Johnson Show. I am in the lab. I guess that's like the cool thing. That used to be the cool thing to say back in the 90s. I'm here with Nina Johnson.
What's good?
Not much. I'm still trying to figure out what to call you. So give me a minute. Like, guys, if y'all got any names out there, just throw them out there. Dude, I think this is our third episode recording together. Mm-hmm. And we've gone an hour.
Each time. I'm not even realizing.
I just think we were just like kind of just going into one show, going into another show, going into another, just deep diving in everything. Yep. So it's just like, I think this is the most intellectual conversation I've ever had on the radio. Not like, I've had intellectual conversations with Dom. You gotta be kidding me.
I just hit wrinkle release. I don't know what to tell
you. Do you drink Corona?
Yes. I drink beer, bro. It's funny, because like 4 years ago, I'd have wrinkled my nose and been like, ugh, beer's gross. But it's cheap, gets the job done, and I don't know about you, but I can't stand most, like, Alky Pops.
What?
Alky Pop, like Mike's Hard Lemonade and all those, like, Limeritas. All those.
Why?
Fruity. Because they give me headaches. It's too much sugar.
Oh, okay. You're not saying it in a sense of, oh, how can you drink something like that?
No, believe me. Like, Four Locos?
I haven't drank that.
I used to be able to drink three in one sitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun. The sugar.
I remember a certain somebody spilt it on our carpet when we were living in an apartment, but I won't say his name.
Oh, okay. I was like, me? No.
He still has like a prominent position in the government, so I don't want to.
I don't want to out him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I feel like as I get older, I prefer seltzers because there's not as much sugar, and it's like a little fizz every now and then.
Are you realizing as you grow older that like you can't swing it like you used to, or it's like you're more conscious about your health now?
I'm more conscious of my health now because drinking 3-4 Locos in one sitting, it's not good for you.
Right.
It's very not good for you.
I had to throw
you.
That over there because every time I look down, it's like, it feels like it's
screen.
It's like, I feel like it's an indicator, just a screen thing going on.
I can see it. I saw it catching your eye.
Yeah, I'm just.
In your early 20s, I encourage everyone, get it out of your system in your early 20s so you don't turn around in your mid-30s.
And you know what's so crazy? You say that. Beautiful segue. Like, we are not 20-something years old anymore.
Nope.
And I realize that. So I think I have carried that mindset into my marriage. So when my wife wants to go traveling, I don't want to go travel. Because I did.
Well, you're
that.
Thinking about the logistics of the travel.
Well, okay, yes. One, logistics, because it's expensive.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? And she's not an expensive person, but she is an outgoing person.
Mm-hmm. She is.
I love it. I really do. But me, it's just like, I feel like I've been there, I've done that. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to do it anymore.
I understand that. I would think of the destination.
Right.
Think more of the destination and less of the logistics.
Okay. Think more about the destination and family than logistics.
Yeah. And the memories that you can make in those places.
Yes. And just because I have all the memories that I've had in my past doesn't mean that Liam Kent doesn't deserve to have those
memories.
Honestly,
we had a great...
Yes,
we
did.
We went to a different Disney World attraction.
Every 2 years we went on vacation.
Yeah.
So when my wife was like, let's take Liam to Disney World in August for his birthday, I was like, he's like three.
I would take him when he's like five.
Yeah, and I say that too.
Because not a lot he's going to be able to do.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to do a lot. There might be some things he's going to be scared of. Yeah. And you know how Liam is. You know what I mean? There's some things he will do and there's some things he won't do.
Two.
Yeah. And he'll be three. He'll be three at that moment. But I know, right? But I get the sense when she wants to travel, it's more so for her than it is for like Liam. Mm-hmm. And I'm not.
She just wants the experience.
She wants the experience, and not only that. Growing up for her, she wasn't allowed to do a lot.
Yeah,
and she lived in
everything.
Yeah, she lived in a strict household, so it's like she wants to have that experience, and you know
that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. So. I'm in the wrong.
No, you're not. It's not a matter of who's right and who's wrong.
No, no.
It's a compromise.
I say I'm in the wrong because when I say that, it means two things in my eyes.
Yeah.
One, it means I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
Two, it means I have to learn that she's not like me.
She's got a different perspective.
You got a different perspective. And that's one thing, guys, you will learn in your marriage, that the person you married is not exactly like you.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be opposite.
A puzzle piece.
Yeah, but the other thing, a reason why I was saying I was in my 20s is that, I remember.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I'm 28.
Yeah, but when I was living with my friend Kendra and Laura, she just gotten out of a worst relationship in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And she was with that guy the whole entire time for like 8 years. And like all of a sudden, you know, wait a minute, I'm single and I can go out, I can have fun. Bro, when I was living with her for 3 months straight, we for 60 days went to the club. Excuse me.
60 days.
2 months.
That's 2 months.
2 months, we went to the club like 6-11 times, like and all that stuff. Like, we went to the club all the time. And I never stopped to think to myself, oh, yeah, she wasn't doing this.
Yeah.
You know, she was so respectful of her relationship. She didn't do things like that. So I just tagged along, and my body was like, yep, Tony, we don't move past 1 o'clock in the morning anymore. No, I'm joking. But I mean, you get to a certain age where it's like, yeah, you know what?
It's not as
much fun anymore. Like, yeah. When the last time I went to the club or the lounge or whatever with my buddies, it was a different mindset. I guess was I young? Was I single? I was single, but
you weren't in it to like meet girls, though.
I think, I don't think I was dating Chino when I was still going to clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was just going out with Porter, but I just, at that time, I was just like, when Chino came into my life, my focus was, okay, what is it I need to get done so I can keep this one?
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to go out, and, you know, I just got to the point where it just wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so much it wasn't fun. It was just like,
it's not fun to you anymore.
It's like, yeah, I don't need to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But, and that's not knocking on him.
No, it's you personally. It's what you aren't into anymore.
Like, I think since Chyna and I have been together, we've been to the club like 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
She is my club. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to.
Aw, you love your wife.
Oh, a little. But no, I'm just joking. But yeah, just, and then when we go to people's houses, we'll go to a friend of hers house, and he's like, yeah, let's drink, let's da da da. I'm like, like the oy se bebe, and that means like drink, whatever in Spanish. I can't do it like I used to. Because, dude, the next day, I'm like,
yeah, I'm not at the point yet where I get hangovers.
I
know it's going to hit me hard one day.
Depending on what day you party.
The thing is, I don't party like that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't, because I worked at a restaurant with a full bar. I was cool with the bartender, and every time he would make his quote-unquote mess-up drinks, he'd be like, here you go, Nina. I'm like, hey, I never had an empty cup.
Okay, so let me ask you something.
Yeah.
we're talking about like partying and all that stuff and the reasons why we don't do it anymore. Do you think it has other thing has to do with something else as well, mentally? Mm-hmm. Like once like I don't try not to make a show about Gina, but yeah. Like literally when I met her, mm-hmm. like I said, remember it was that last show, mm-hmm. flash drive of self-esteem. Flash drive of self-esteem.
Yep.
This apartment is about, what, 1180 square foot?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big apartment. That was my insecurity.
Yeah.
So now that my self-esteem is as big as this apartment, self-esteem is no longer the size of a flash drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no... I just have no, you know... You know what to give anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's just to the point where it's like, Gina's like, you're really going to go out? Like, I'm like, who am I supposed to impress? Like, it's like, I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't. Like, I do and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I do and I don't.
It depends on the
circumstance. It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
It depends on, I guess, where we're going out and all that stuff. Like, for the wedding, my wife was like, oh, I really want you to wear all black. You know, you got a black outfit. Do you have a black outfit? I asked, I have a black shirt. But do you have black pants, Tony? And I'm not talking about the ones you wear for work. I'm like, someone's going to be wearing for work?
Then, yes, no.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to. And the thing is, it's like, I just don't feel the need to impress people anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're married.
Yeah, I'm married.
That's literally
but I'm talking
what
in
happens.
I'm talking in a sense, like, when I got with her before I was married,
mm-hmm.
I literally not gave up hope. I just left that life alone.
Yeah.
It just didn't appeal to me anymore.
Because you had already started to change your mindset to, like, I'm a wifey, this girl.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, dude, like I was saying before, like, this is probably the most intellectual that I've ever gotten with anybody on my show. So I had to do some things to kind of lighten the mood for the
yeah.
show.
Yeah, no, I know.
So,
I have...
And I'm not liked... saying we, and I'm not saying we're taking it to a dark place.
No, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It can be uncomfortable.
We're having uncomfortable... Good questions.
Yeah.
Good conversations.
Mm. Yeah.
And there will be more. Because mm-hmm. there are things that you agree
mm-hmm.
that are right. Not so much right.
I disagree
you,
with.
What's the word I'm looking for? Would you say?
There are things I agree with.
Yeah. I guess another thing is there's other things you have a different lookout on life on things that I don't necessarily... feel the same way about.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, but we're going to be having those kind of,
yeah.
kind of conversations. Man. But, you know how I was saying, like when you know, when you're not 20 anymore and it starts hitting you.
Yep. It's
hitting We've you. Been doing like three shows back to back.
Yeah.
Starting to hit me.
Starting to hit me.
So, and we're only 15 minutes into
yeah.
the show. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going.
I think for me, another thing that's changed is my social battery. I call it a social battery. I know other people call it different things. It's, I joke about how, like, I don't like people. I like people, but it will happen literally out of nowhere. I'm done. I don't want to talk anymore. I don't want to be around people anymore. I've changed the way I have reacted when that sensation comes on because I know that it does happen to more people than I realize.
Right.
I used to just be hostile to make people not want to talk to me. Now I'm more expressive, like, I think I'm done. I'm, like, tapping out for now.
I get the feeling that, like, before when I came up there for Domino's wedding...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I couldn't be around you for like 5 minutes because it just seemed like you were just so short. Like,
yeah.
anything was gonna set you off.
Yeah.
Like, you had a friend who was, you told me her name, and you're like, her name is whatever such and such. I won't say the name,
yeah.
but I was like, and you're like, she's transgender. I was like, okay, and you're like, no jokes. I was like. I didn't even say anything. Like, I was like, dude, son, like, I'm like, okay, thank you for the heads
yeah.
up, you know, because when I met the person, I didn't know, you know what I mean?
It was because of Paul.
Yeah. I mean, but still.
Paul was making jokes. It wasn't right of me to put that on YouTube.
No. And there's another thing, too, is, like, I'm not going to see the way you see things.
Yeah.
Like, I have my stance on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, oh, man. The day we cross that bridge, I swear,
yeah.
I'm going to have to be like, hey, guys, this is not, you know, this is the views. This is not the views of the show. This is the views of the
people.
Oh, no, but it's just, you grew up in an era that was different from mine.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in an era.
A full decade after.
Yeah.
It's okay. Made all the difference.
Music videos were just starting to fade away.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say when you were born. When you were born, it was 1992.
Yeah.
But that was just like the height of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But my generation was. Bottles, pour drinks on women. Throwing money in the air. It's all about the Benjamins.
Mm-hmm.
This girl got a fat butt.
And
come to find out.
That's super problematic.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, yeah. By the way, we're taking offense to that now.
Yeah.
And it's like when you're watching Shake It Fast. I'm like, oh, that was wrong?
Yeah. Well, it's what happens, you know, throughout the years with progress.
Right.
You start to look back on things because you do things a certain way until you meet a person where you're acting a certain way that bothers them.
Right.
They tell you why, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute. It makes you go back. Like,
right.
Okay, so maybe this isn't, like, you know, it shouldn't be a negative thing because most people are just, like, annoyingly confrontational about things that quote-unquote trigger them.
Right.
There is a way to display or, like, to get across the message without saying you're intolerant, you're this, you're that.
Okay.
It's just, I have a problem with that. I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
But I don't expect you to
understand. So how do you dial that back to where you're saying you're a different approach with people? Because I kind of took you down another road.
Yeah.
We went way into
weeds. Yeah, we went.
But I was telling Gina when we were eating dinner, you know, I said, man, she's different now. She's mm-hmm. not so, you know what I mean? Like, you were biting people's heads off.
I really was.
Like, I even came to the defense of mom.
Yeah.
Because you had said something to mom, and I was like, bro,
what's going on?
I'm like, dude, I don't normally do this because I'm your brother, but I'm like,
you're tapping me on the shoulder, like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm like, chill out, man. Like, it's not, she didn't mean that. And then another thing, too, is like, and you'll realize, and you're starting to slowly realize mm-hmm. it, not everybody thinks the way you think.
Yeah.
Just because you color your coloring book a certain kind of way,
mm-hmm.
hey, look.
Yeah.
Not people, not, like, when I color my coloring book, right?
Mm-hmm.
One time my wife was like, why do you outline when you color?
Mm-hmm.
It lets me know mentally I can't go past this point.
Yeah.
And not only that, it pops the picture.
Yeah.
So when I seen Gina not outlining when she's coloring, mm-hmm. wait a minute, what are you doing? It's sacrilegious. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, what are you doing? You know, so it's like, what are you, sociopathic?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
chaos.
Yes. What have you done? What have you done? So, like, oh man, screaming hurts my back. I don't know why. But yeah, it's just, you changed.
Yep.
So.
Therapy.
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow. You know, so crazy. I was like, oh man, I need therapy, I need to do therapy, I need to do therapy.
Yeah.
And I called this number. It was a hotline to people who are going through it mentally mm-hmm. with their jobs. And they can talk to you.
Yep.
So I called a phone number. And a person was like, so tell me what's bothering you. As soon as she said that, I clammed up. I got so scared.
Really?
And I hung up the phone.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
I was scared. Because in a sense...
Being judged?
No, not judged. Mm-hmm. I think... I was such an advocate for it when it really mm-hmm. when it was when it was really ready and available. Mm-hmm. It scared me because
you know what that is though.
It's the sense of control.
It's I the feel fear like of success.
The fear, you think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you think about what we've been through, we've clawed our way from...
In our adult lives.
Yes. In our adult lives, we've clawed our way from some pretty bad situations mentally.
In our adult lives.
That's what you... Okay. Yeah.
I have to say that
you
because...
You said it already.
No, because some people were a little put off by my...
Right, yes.
My
speak less.
My I was in the newspaper.
The article. Mm-hmm.
The article. Mm-hmm. The article. Mm-hmm. Okay? Some people were kind of put off
by it. In our adult lives...
Go ahead.
We have come from some very trying situations.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Life.
Yes. Okay. But it's not necessarily life for everybody else. That was just what happened with us.
Yeah.
And it was something else that my therapist told me. When things start to work out for you... After fighting through the dregs for so long, it's kind of unnerving. It's kind of scary. Because you're like, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, okay, this is going too well. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
That's fear of success. Mm-hmm. When things are going well, we don't have to... Because I am a recovering pessimist. You know, seeing the glasses half empty... It's not necessarily it's always half full. It's seeing both sides. It's things are going well and you're waiting for the shoe to drop.
Right.
Instead of sitting back and letting things go well.
Hmm. You know, maybe that was it. That maybe that's what it was, but I was just kind of like.
Mm-hmm. But it's also scary.
It was. I didn't think I was gonna be scared though.
Yeah.
Because I was like therapy.
This is good. This is good.
Like, I even like jumped down my wife's throat about it. I'm like, mm-hmm. We need a couple's therapy. Not knowing that there's a fear there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when she said, you know,
yeah.
Like I don't know. I was like, why wouldn't you? You know what I mean? But
it seems
it's
so
scary.
Simple.
It's scary for people to talk.
Yes, it is.
To talk like
there's
that.
There's fear of being judged. There's fear of success.
Yeah.
And then there's fear of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
You don't always want to cry.
No. And there's a lot of things that happen to people in life that impacts them deeply. And they don't even realize it. Until they start talking about it to someone else, and all of a sudden the emotion just comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa, where did that come from? Why am I crying now? It's all sorts of things, and like you said, it's control. We have a need to be in control of things. The hardest part for me was acknowledging that I don't have control over mm-hmm. every aspect of my life.
Mm. Yeah, true. And I guess... For me, it was kind of the fear, okay, I'm about to let somebody in. Be Tony Johnson Jr. Because for the longest time, I've been that person listening to other people's problems.
Oh, God, yeah.
But also...
Everybody's therapist.
Telling everybody my problems, too. I've learned not everything needs to be everybody's business.
Yep.
And, you know... And that's hard for me.
Yep.
Because that's hard for me because I'm trying to think of what to say. No, not that I'm getting emotional or anything.
No,
you know,
it's just hard to put it into words.
It's hard to put it in words because you're so used to. I don't know. I do it too many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's best to work it out with whom you're with, not who you're not with.
Yeah.
Because now you're dropping a bath bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And when a bath bomb drops into the water, what happens? It spreads. Then you have soap in your water. Just like you put the food dye in the water, it starts to spread.
put a piece of glitter in a car, and it's there for the next 10 years. Yeah. Sand! Yeah. Sand gets everywhere.
Yeah. And views start to happen amongst other people.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they see that person, they have the view because of what you told them. And I've learned just in the course of time here and time with Gina that you need to talk to your significant other.
Yep, communication is
very key. And I'll say this, it is hard for me sometimes.
Yeah.
Because like I said, this person's totally different from me.
Yeah. And
so their reaction to things that they say,
yep,
it doesn't put me in fear of them.
Mm-hmm.
Puts me in fear of me.
Yeah.
Because I know how I can get.
Mm-hmm. And this person is extremely close to you.
Yes.
So they are also in a position to hurt you.
But you know what? Another thing too, I've learned that misery loves company.
Ooh, yes it does.
It depends. And there's some people that I know that deal with certain things, and it's funny, I got a message the other day, you know, just say, oh, how's everything going, blah, blah, blah. It's like, we're talking about something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you want more Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you want more Kool-Aid because I gave you...
Gave you a sip.
I gave you a sip, and I shouldn't have done that.
Unfortunately, that is how we tend to find out who we can and can't confide in.
And one thing, another thing too, you need to learn, not you, just everybody out there who's listening to the show. The worst way to help somebody with their problems is telling them that your problems are worse than theirs.
Ugh.
Or everybody else goes through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
It's downplaying.
It's downplaying what you're saying, and it makes that person turn into a flash drive.
That's what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was living with a person that would take all of my trauma, any sort of issue I would have, any sort of problem I would have,
yeah,
and turn it against me. Well, people have it worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't say turn it against you, well, but just make your issue seem minute.
I would say turn it against me.
Thank God.
I would say turning it against me in a way of making me feel bad for having these issues to begin with.
Oh, yeah. Like, how dare I?
Yeah, when she's going through what she's going through. Never mind the fact that her stuff was self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Seeing it now.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I touched a point there as you drink your water. But, yeah, I see where you're coming from in that sense. And it is troublesome because it's like then you get upset all over again.
Yep.
Because then lies the self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, self-esteem, flash drive.
Yep.
There's 16 gigabytes in this flash drive.
Really?
Yes, there is.
Jeez.
And, well, this is my first flash drive I ever had when I started recording shows.
Yeah, mine
shows.
Had like 1.6.
No, I got it big because it was just like I had, you know, at the time, they were like, man, you're recording all these shows. You might have... And not only that, I got to the point where it was like I couldn't fit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not so much fit anymore. It was like the fear of...
Losing it?
Not losing it, but like, you know how sometimes your phone says, full of memory, can't put anything
else.
Two more downs.
Shout out to Straight Talk because that's exactly what they like to do.
Well, shout out to all the other phones that like to do that.
Straight Talk in particular.
No. These two. Annoying. Don't be fooled by the new cell phones that are out. They will tell you everything you want to hear about the amount of storage you can put in there.
Yeah.
I am paying $1 a month for Google to have my photos and everything else I put in Google.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's putting your words and your feelings into the wrong flash drive.
Yeah.
Because the flash drive can only hold them. Yeah, the flash drive is going to only hold up for so much. And after that, you ain't got nothing else to save it on. So I got a bigger flash drive.
Yep.
But, yeah, I just, I didn't say anything else about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just let it go.
Yep.
Because
they're not in it for the right reasons.
Well, not so much in it for the right reasons. They, and I know this sounds like I'm whatever. They are trying to look out for you, but they're mm-hmm. not understanding that
it's to the detriment of the other person.
Yeah, and it's like, look, this is how it is. This is what it is. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I just know what I don't like in my drink.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyways, we gotta start heading out very soon, guys, because we got something to celebrate, bro. The one, the only, Nina Johnson.
Me.
Yes. I always want a sound bar, but I ain't got one. But, hiccups. You know, like when I get hiccups like this, when I get hiccups like this now, yeah. It freaking hurts my back so bad. Yep. As the mic just drops right into your bosom. Can't tell you what that looked like, but
just like
but yeah, man. Do you have anything? Well, you already said what you were planning on doing, special, getting into cosmetology.
Yeah.
So I guess
you were... I just want to be well-versed enough in cosmetology to be able to turn someone into a fishman or do the makeup for an entire bridal party.
Okay. I will tell you this. I feel like the bridal party, like that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that will be your bread and butter into getting into
us. Oh, yeah. No, I already know.
Because you were talking to my wife last night, and y'all were talking about makeup and all that mm-hmm. stuff, and, like, Gina just feels like she just stepped on a gold mine.
Yeah.
And she kind of did.
Yeah.
So
when it comes to, and I'm just going to say this, creative careers.
Right.
Artistic careers. They have the capacity to not pay as well because people don't really take it as seriously. It's very important to have a main gig, something that pays your bills so that you can pursue your passion in the meantime.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. It's just knowing that that's the way it needs to be done because you get those kids that want to be YouTubers. Now, get a job that'll pay your bills so that you can pursue your passion at your leisure. Know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Jelly Bean.
Can't believe you just said that.
I did.
Dad jokes. No. He's got so many dad jokes.
Well, it's not so much a dad joke. It's just like, I'm still trying to think of a nickname for you, but we're not. Idiot! Man, I guess I had to say that thing earlier because it was just on my mind. Because it's like you don't realize the damage you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because you're just going through emotions at that time.
Yeah, you're trying to vent. And a part of growing, because that's the way that I've managed to come out on top of all of what I've gone through personally in my adult life is you treat it all as a learning experience. It doesn't have to make you the person you are
mm-hmm.
as much as you acknowledge that it didn't irreversibly change you.
Right.
For the worst. Or for the worse.
Right.
That's the way I see it. Just treat it all as a learning experience. If you sit and dwell on, why did I do that? Why did I do that? You're not going to get anywhere in life.
No. You're not. And I cracked my back.
Yeah.
I had to because it was stuck. I mean, so you're talking about the makeup thing. Do you want to put any information out there to kind of just like put some stuff together?
I make cupcakes to order. you know.
Tell us your cupcake line.
Instagram, Nina_makes_cakes. I know. Terribly original. Yeah, I...
Like Nina as your name, or uh-huh. Nina, like...
N-I-N-A.
Okay.
Yeah. I, pretty much I can put any sort of combination together. You give me at least two flavors that you like, I can find a way to mix them together and make them really cute.
Okay. But do you want, like, just put, like, your number. Do you want to put your number out there?
No.
Okay.
I'm still, let me get a little bit of, like, traction.
Okay. Okay. No, I'm just saying, okay.
I know you want to help. I get
no,
it.
No, I get it. Yeah. But I get, okay. So.
I just didn't mean for it to sound so, like.
No. And I didn't take it that way. I just felt like we're on a platform where everybody's listening. Yeah. So it's like, you talked about it. Like, I stepped out the room and you're like, I was like, man, she's really going hard on it. Like, she want to put her information out there like that?
Well, I don't you have, wanna,
okay.
You know.
I'll take this. So, because I have a friend mm-hmm. on Instagram. Her name is Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful person. Is she gorgeous? Yes. Very gorgeous. And that is appealing for her business.
Yeah.
Because she's beautiful.
Yeah, you got to have a pull.
Yeah, you got to have something
you
to
gotta
pull
have a hook.
In.
Yeah.
So you have to have a look.
Yep.
So I've been trying to get her on the show for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa, I'm kind of singling you out because I've been trying to get you on the show
Lisa,
for the longest time.
Spotlight is on you, Lisa.
So, yeah, right? The spotlight is on you. And I'm like, she's like, hey, when are we going to do a show? I don't know. The last 19 times I told you about it. So, no, but no, she knows it's all love. I'm just playing with her. No, but she's a fitness person. Hmm. So I've been following her. She does meal preps.
Okay.
So I've been following her on social media because I met her. We have a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And I met her through that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hit it off, like just having a great conversation. Yeah. So. She had been like posting all the meals that she was putting together and all that stuff. I'm like, why did you just do a business? Because one time somebody said something to me, you know, so funny. Somebody, because remember that one person I told you that got me let go from one of my jobs?
Mm-hmm.
I saw her at Chili's. Okay, nothing against people who are doing service.
No.
But where you were in that position at that time.
To see you.
You had.
Slinging food at Chili's.
You put the crinks and the nuggets and the screws and bolts to get me out of my job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So to know that you were up here mm-hmm. is a long way down.
Hey, man. Mortal Kombat.
Hey.
Victory.
Yeah. So, like, when I saw her there. A part of me was like, all right.
Mm.
How you all like right. them apples?
I need some extra ketchup, man.
Yeah. I digress.
Yeah.
But
we shouldn't delay.
She
other
said
people's.
Something to me one time, and I said, isn't it a joke?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, raise your hand. She raised her hand. I was like, that's how many people
care. That's how many people care.
So she was like, oh, well, that's why you look like you wear a fat suit. Talking about me being fat.
That's such a, like... That's
so
really all you got.
I put that on Instagram mm-hmm. as a joking matter. Like, I got to get serious about my workouts because mm-hmm. I got somebody here saying I'm looking like I'm wearing a fat suit.
Mm-hmm.
So Lisa saw that. She was like, let's do something together.
Hmm.
Let me put together a meal plan for you.
Hmm.
And then she gave me the price. And then I was like, let me get back down there.
Yeah.
I'm very frugal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
but you know what? But you know what? You know what Lisa said to me? Yes, it is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But how much? But when you die, what's the cost of that?
Yeah. It's investing into your health.
Yes. You put investment on other things, try
you
to
invest
in your health.
See, my problem with most meal prep is... I have the palate of, like, an 8-year-old, so I don't like most foods. It's really, for me, it's just finding, like, lean meats to throw together mm-hmm. in a way that isn't offensive to my esophagus. That's about it.
Yeah, and guys, she will walk through you with on how to eat. And I guess you're wondering, guys, how do I find her? Well, stay tuned. We're going to try to get Miss Lisa on the show so she can break down what her business is all about.
Yeah.
So I say all this to say...
Lisa.
Right? Lisa Fit or something underscore Instagram. You know, I took all the social media off my phone.
I'm not surprised. It's a dark place right now, social media.
Yeah, I did it because... I'll tell you when we get off here.
The pandemic's made it worse.
Well, not so much a pandemic. It's just certain things that happened in the last few days. But anyways, I need to get back on there so I can put this stuff out. I have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so time consuming. Anyways, I say all that to say is that Lisa does have a good product and I really need to get her on this show because I'm talking about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, you know, because for the longest time she was like, that's where I was getting to. We're back from the weeds, people. Nina didn't want me to put her information on air because, you know, she hasn't developed yet.
Yeah.
So when I was talking to Lisa, I'm like, let me get you on the show. So you can... She's like, Tony, I don't really have anything going on right now. Like, it's just not going to be...
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, like... It's like the potato chip bag.
Yeah.
You're paying all this money for potato chips and you're... You ever buy a bag of potato chips and there's like a little bit of potato chips and all this air?
75% air.
Yeah. So she doesn't want that to happen. So I respected her wishes, mm-hmm. but now she keeps on coming at me and asking me when we're gonna do a show. Well, Lisa,
balls in your court, Lisa.
Yes. Jordan Food fades back. He goes for this one. He shoots, and that's the game.
Oh my god.
Anyways, guys, I'm Tony Johnson. She's Nina Johnson, and yeah, man, we out.
We out.